I'd like to begin with the final words of our gospel. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do. What does it mean to serve? Does it mean walking the streets of Calcutta, caring for the sick and dying like Mother Teresa? Does it mean sacrificing a portion of one's life in service to their country? Does it mean giving of oneself to another in marriage and raising a family? Does it mean living a life dedicated to God and his people through ordination? Does it mean caring for elderly parents? Or does it simply mean washing the feet of another? Now, all of these are examples that encompass serving, but they do not give us a definition to live by. Even Jesus' beautiful example of washing his disciples' feet does not define what it means to serve. And tonight, I want to argue that it is what Jesus does before he washes his disciples' feet, which is the most perfect definition of what it means to truly serve. What Jesus does before perfectly encapsulates every example of service. The Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 4. He rose from supper and took off his outer garments. To serve is to take off one's outer garments. Mother Teresa took off her outer garment of disgust and indifference to wash and sit with the sick and dying. Those in the military take off their outer garment of self-preservation to protect the greater good. Husbands and wives take off their outer garments of selfish desires and independence to commit to each other and the children which arise from that commitment. Men ordained and all who take vows for the sake of the kingdom take off their outer garment of personal identity so that they may be all things to all people. Adult children take off their outer garment of convenience and personal life to care for aging and sick parents. Finally, tonight, Jesus takes off his outer garments to wash the disciples' feet with water. And tomorrow, he'll once again have his outer garments removed to wash us with his own blood. In between these events, tonight at the Last Supper, and as he does at every Mass, he takes off the outer garment of divine appearance and becomes bread. For what could be of more service to someone than become literal food for them? To truly serve is to take off one's outer garments. It requires that we strip ourselves of all the pomp, all the honor, all the accolades, all the clothing that distinguishes us from one another, and we lay it aside. It lowers ourselves and places us in the position to serve. If we spend only a few moments reflecting on this, we know its truth. For as many examples as we have of taking off these outer garments, we have twice as many of when we keep them on. These garments which prevent us from serving one another. The garment of pride that prevents us from serving God himself and says we know better than him. The garment of self-importance that so often leads to impatience, that our ways and schedule is the most important. The garment of entitlement, that we are above certain jobs or rules. The garment of judgment, not of the action, but the person, which says that I am better than you. The garment of indifference, that as long as it does not affect me, it's not my problem. The garment of busyness, that I do not have the time to help. These garments and so many others must be taken off if we are to serve as our Lord did and continues to do. For it is when these outer garments are gone that space is created for us to put on a different garment, the one we hear Jesus put on after his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. When the outer garment is removed, we are able to put on this towel, this beautiful garment of service, this garment that we use to clean up the mess of others, either the mess they created or the mess that is on them. We use a towel to clothe the naked, to dry and warm the wet and cold, to clean dishes so that others may eat, to wipe the sweat off those who have worked long and hard. We place damp towels on the sick to cool and bring comfort to their burning fever. It is a towel that represents patience, humility, faith, trust, sacrifice, and love. These things that can often be hidden when clothed with those outer garments. Tonight, we take those outer garments off. Tonight, we clothe ourselves with a towel, for he has given us a model to follow, so that as he has done for us, we should also do for others. He rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist.